What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. It's going to be an incredible week this week. And you can follow along on the Engage Heaven Today podcast, Engaging Heaven Today devotional. And we're going to jump in today on this beautiful Monday. We're going to call this Isaac's Inheritance, September 12th. Genesis 26, verse 18 says, Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug up in the days of Abraham, his father. See, Abraham gave all to Isaac as an inheritance. The problem with an inheritance is that the person on the receiving end doesn't always fully appreciate the sacrifice. They didn't shed any tears or blood to earn it, so the true value of an inheritance is sometimes lost. When you die, you're not taking your family name to heaven. There's no party reservations. It's just as Isaac had to go forward and encounter God on his own and not rest solely on his father's inheritance. The same goes for us. The Bible says that Isaac had to redig Abraham's wells. And the interesting thing is that Isaac dug two new wells before digging the old one. We're not saved because of the work our parents did, and our work cannot save our children. Each of us will stand before God as individuals, and we need to dig our own wells. Do you rely on your Christian Association for salvation, or are you out there digging new wells? You know, I think it's interesting because, you know, this Christianity on the earth today, it's a different Christianity. You know, years ago, people wrestled at the altar. They wanted faith. They wanted, you know, to break through in many areas. And what they would do years ago is they would sacrifice and pray and wrestle and toil because they wanted freedom. They wanted to, you know, feel a release, what they called a new birth experience. It was foreign in those days. In our church building in Connecticut, it was foreign. These awakeners would come in, and it was a whole different religion. It was more like, you have a part to play. And up till then, it wasn't the case. It was more like a transaction. And any time that responsibility has to come on you, people don't like that. And I feel like we've almost come full circle, right? The churches that are popular in America right now are the ones that are requiring less of you, right? Not for long. The Christianity that most people are leaning into is one where it doesn't cost you anything, right? You've been told for 20 years how much God loves you. You've been told for 5 years every day is a Friday. And then the lie is, well, I want that to be my salvation and my crutch. Well, that's not how it works, right? We go through trials and persecution, and we've got to go through hard, difficult seasons. Like, you know, we talked on our men's Bible study last week about just difficulties. They tried to build a city. I think it was in Arizona. They wanted to build the best climate city you could ever have. They wanted palm trees, and they wanted like sun all the time. They actually fabricated this dome city. And within the first 6 months, things started going south. Plants were dying. Crops were dying. Palm trees were dying. I mean, within 6 months, they couldn't believe it. Had the best weather, it had aquaponics. There was no reason that these things should be dying. And when they brought in like, you know, scientists and different people, they actually said that the palm trees died because there was no adverse conditions, meaning the trees are used to having wind and rain and sun and dark and all these different, you know, extreme weather conditions. And because there was now in a bubble where there was no adversity, they died. Isn't that crazy? We live in a day where people are running from adversity. They're running from difficulties. They think that persecution is a sign they're in the wrong place. They think that tension and difficulty is a sign that something's wrong. No, it's a sign something's right. And when I think about the faith of your fathers, like, you're not getting into heaven because of me or anybody in your family that's born again. You need to know God yourself. I can pass down to my children properties and money and a spiritual legacy, and I could give them my books or whatever I have, and you can pass on those things. What you can't pass on is an encounter. That's what you need to do, buddy. You, all that daddy has, you have to have with an encounter with Jesus. And so you've got to encounter God yourself. It's not enough that your dad preaches. It's not enough that I'm bold and I've been to all these nations on the earth. You better encounter God yourself or none of this is going to make sense. And I'm not trying to shield my kids from that difficulty, right? My son was playing soccer last weekend for a big soccer tournament. My wife isn't always able, you know, she doesn't come to the practices, not always able to be there. I'm mainly the one taking them, but she was there for the game. and Isaac, who does really, really good, he gave a goal up and his defender turned around and they were kind of going at it. Not bad. They were just trying to figure it out. My wife got upset, overprotective, started screaming almost at the other kid to defend Isaac. And I'm like, back off. Because the mom wants to hover and be a mama bear and protect her kids. And no. You know, but I'm like, no, he needs that. Isaac needs somebody to go, bro, I don't think you did it right. And Isaac go, no, I did. You weren't where you're supposed to be. Let them figure it out. Because if you're trying to hover your kid at 9 and 10 and 12 at 20, they're not even going to know how to handle life. You need adversity. You need difficulty. And all of that God will use for you to find your encounter with him. And he's not just the God of Abraham and Isaac, but he's also the God of Jacob. And so today, encounter God yourself. Stop hovering your children. Find God yourself and realize that you're not going into heaven on mine or anybody else's coat. You better figure it out for yourself. That's it for today. Thank you on this amazing Monday as we jump into the week for tuning in to Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.